Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Org. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Sykes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Sykes. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare takes first base on ball four. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hare moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Scott steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hare tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Org reaches second base with a double. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Bob Sykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Org scores. Phillips moves to third. Sykes moves to second. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Stan Bonson now pitching. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hare takes first base on ball four. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Phillips scores. Sykes scores. Hare goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Cardinals. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball towards center. Dawson catches it and throws to home to double up Simmons. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonson moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Org hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Valentine fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Valentine. Eorg moves to third. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive towards first. Cromarty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sykes hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eorg tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Cardinals. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Hernandez scores. It's 11-0, Cardinals. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to second. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Tim Raines now playing second base. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Sykes covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Maka now playing first base. Jerry White now playing center field. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball towards left. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. Scott goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12 to nothing, Cardinals. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 3 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Reigns takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Ramos now catching. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Eorg reaches third base with a triple. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Eorg scores. It's 13-0, Cardinals. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reigns scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hare strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Dale Murray. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roland Office now playing right field. Tom Hutton now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 4 in the game. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Obergefell moves to second. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. Eorg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Office. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Obergefell scores. It's 16-0, Cardinals. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 16, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 16, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.